Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, the shiur where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Again, this season we're toning it down, trimming it down, trying to get it in that magic 5 to 10 minute formula that I like to use for many of my shiur, many for my shows, especially the OT one, especially the Pirkei Avos one, and oftentimes other ones, and now including the Parsha. So we've come to my favorite character, maybe in all of Tanakh, but definitely in Bereshis, Avraham. Avraham, of course, is the paradigm of Chesed, is the paradigm of Emor Ma'ad V'Aseh Harbeh. Saying little but doing a lot. Obviously, the opposite is Ephron, which we come to in a couple of parshiot, when Avram wants to bury Sarah, and he promises him a huge, beautiful burial plot. We should never know from such things. You shouldn't have to need burial plots that are beautiful. But even that, he can't deliver, and he makes Avram pay a fortune, which many commentators say is millions of dollars in today's currency. But Avram himself is an Emor Ma'ad V'Aseh Harbeh, and we see the stories of Avram. Why does Hashem include so many stories of Avraham in the Torah, in Sefer Bereshis, when the Torah is so sparing of words and letters and psukim, oftentimes when coming to different psukim and different halachos and different mitzvos? Why does Hashem spend so much time writing these stories down? And obviously it's to teach us life lessons. The Gemara says, the sages say, commentators say that Hashem desires even the talk, the regular mundane talk of the servants of the patriarchs, more than the technical halachos and technical things we have to learn on from mitzvahs and the like. Because you see, sometimes we learn a mitzvah from a letter, from a pasuk, from a verse, from a phrase, and sometimes we learn it even from how things are laid out. But when it comes to the parshiot, and Elazar, when he goes to get the wife for Yitzchak, he recounts the entire story a second time. But the Torah is so sparing of words. But of course, when it comes to the patriarchs, the Avos, Hashem wants us to learn a lot from them. And I believe one of the Avos, of course, if not the most fascinating one to me that we could learn from, is Avraham himself. He is the Ish Chesed. He is the man involved in serving others and doing for others. He got all these nefashos asher asu b'charan. Commentators talk about when he's traveling around and he has to leave. In our parsha it says, Lech Lecha. Who is he taking with him? He's taking his nephew Lot, before they part ways later on. He's taking his wife Sarah, who had a different name, of course. And then he's taking these nefashos asher asu b'charan. The commentators point out, I think even Rashi, how these are the people that they converted. These are the people that Avram taught the men, and Sarah taught the woman. Of course, that's a lesson in and of itself. And Sarah, when she hears the brachos later on, that she's not actually around there because Sarah's in the tent because of modesty, another wonderful lesson. But in general, Avram is the one that goes out and about. He is the Aver. He is the Ivri. He's Aver Hayarden, basically. He's on the other side of the river, the other side of the entire world. The whole world believes in polytheism, believes in multiple gods, Chas V'Shalom. They believe in all of these things. And Avram is the one at 3 years old, oftentimes commentators point out. He realized that there's one Hashem, one true God. And Avram goes and he points out to all these people who come to his tent, to come to his dwelling place, to teach him, who gave you this food? Who should you really think? Not me and my house, who might have prepared it, but who gave it to us? Hashem gave it to us. And Avram goes around and is involved in Chesed. His tent was open on four sides. No front door, back door, side door situation. All doors, all sides were applicable to have people. He loved to have people, loved to do for others. When he was traveling in his travels, he planted an Eshel later on. Eshel could stand for Achila, Shtia, and Lina, which means feeding and drink and giving to drink and giving a place to sleep, which are the three main things that we're supposed to do for a guest. Some people say he set up a hotel later on. Some people said he set up a food place. Some people said he set up a vineyard, whatever. Either way, Avram was majorly involved in doing Chesed. And we know throughout the Parsha, he's traveling along, he's going with Sarah. You know, the king of Mitzrayim messes around with him when he goes down to try to get some food, and he takes Sarah, and obviously Hashem has to send him back. And later on it happens again with Avimelech, which is the question why that happened. But Lot and Avraham have to part ways again. And then there's the war of the four and the five kings. And there's so many different stories, fascinating stories that happened to Avraham. And Avram teaches us lessons after the war, where he won't even take a shoe strap, doesn't want to take anything that's not entitled to him. He wants to be able to show a Kiddush Hashem for what Hashem did, for what he did for the world, in order to glorify Hashem. And Hashem talks to him, promising to have him children, and to, that he's going to have children, God forbid, eventually, talking about how there's going to be many, many children and lots of people in the land. And then we know that there's Hagar's situation where she's thrown out and comes back, and Avram finally has a child with not with Sarah yet, but he has a child with Hagar, and then they have to send him out eventually. And then, of course, we have all these stories, these fascinating stories, when he finally has the bris, when he does it at 99 years old, and he's about to have the child Yitzhak. So different stories that happen. Of course, I didn't touch on everything in the story. I just wanted to succinctly go through it for a minute. But really, the main thing to focus on for me is the idea of Lech Lecha. Oftentimes on this show, I like to focus on one of the first words of the parsha, one of the first phrases, and it says Lech Lecha. Avram is supposed to go out, and the commentators have pointed out, it doesn't even say where you're going. It says, I will send you out to the land where I'll show you, wherever I'll show you. Lech Lecha me'artzecha me'moladetecha u'mi'beis avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. Why does Hashem say so many phrases? Go out from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Because the commentators point out, each aspect was difficult for a person. Leaving your land is one thing, you're familiar with it. Leaving your town is another. Leaving your house is another, and leaving your family behind, the family you grew up with, your extended family, is also difficult on different levels. So it is difficult to be able to find out how to do these things, and it is hard to be able to figure these things out. But when it comes to it, it turns out that these are able to be done, but you have to try to put yourself out there to get out there by leaving different aspects of your life. For example, making Aliyah to go to Israel, it's difficult to leave behind friends, it's difficult to leave behind your town, it's difficult to leave behind connections you made along the way, and it's difficult in general to be able to do these different things. And when it says the word Lech Lecha, I believe we can learn for ourselves. Oftentimes we have to go outside of our comfort zone. Lech Lecha, go for yourself. You're not doing it for Hashem, you're doing it for the world at large, but really you're doing it for yourself. When we think about Lech Lecha, and it teaches all the ways that Avram has to go out, Hashem tells him, go out from your land, from your house, from your birthplace, all these different things. We're going out of our comfort zones. In general, we should think how we ourselves could go out of our comfort zone to help people. My friend lost his mom recently, the other week, and for me, in general, I find funerals especially difficult, and Shiva houses is extremely difficult. I myself lost my dad and my brother when I was younger, my dad when I was 9, my brother when I was 20. So this aspect of life and the cycle of life and the cycle of death, I find very difficult to connect to relate to. I find it kind of PTSD wise in a little bit for what I went through myself, but that's pushing myself out of my comfort zone. I don't like making shiva calls, I don't like doing these things, but it's a big mitzvah, so I did it. My wife and I tried to run to catch the funeral, we missed it. We tried to run to catch the burial, we got the last 10 minutes, and we tried to run to catch my friend sitting. We went with two other friends, and we took a whole Motzei Shabbos needing babysitting to get there, and we ended up doing it, even though it's difficult and uncomfortable, out of my comfort zone, something we had to do. And then the other day, one of my doctors lost his parent, made a shiva call also, schlepping everybody over in order to make it there, just to make the shiva call. It's out of my comfort zone, it's difficult for me, but we have to do that. Oftentimes going lahavdil lahavdil, to going to a simcha, is difficult for me. It's out of my comfort zone. I don't like leaving my kids behind, having to find a babysitter, rushing out, and do we take the baby, do we not take the baby, do I get to dance with the people, or in general things like that. It is difficult when it comes to these different things. When we are able to be involved with things or not, it's hard to figure out different things. It's hard to do these different things. But maybe Avram's teaching us Lech Lecha. Oftentimes he himself did so much for so many, chesed-wise and whatnot, and traveling around the world, traveling wherever he could to different places, including to go now, Lech Lecha. Hashem told him, you need to go out of your comfort, and I will help you along the way. And for ourselves too, we should do what we can, mitzvah-wise, chesed-wise, Torah-wise, out of our comfort zone to help out those around us in our life. Join us next time as we continue talking about my favorite character in Sefer Bereishis, that of Avram, here on the TTP, and I'm your host, Tani.